morning. 8:30 on the dot. I told you they would be prompt because these are the guys that don't waste time. Once again, Zimbali Lakes in Focus with Neil Crocker and Dave McGregor. Welcome to you both, guys.
Thank you very much.
And today we're going to be talking about, well, I mean, maybe before we go into the Zimbali Lakes offer, which is extraordinary, maybe we should just address the elephant on social media, which arrived on, I think, Friday, with an artist impression of Dubai on the Tongaat River mouth, and everyone said, you could just actually feel the hackles rise. Anyone. Anyone looking at that would think, hello, what's happened here? Is this April the 1st? Because you've got high-rise buildings and a breakwater and a beautiful turquoise island water at the mouth of the Tongaat River. Clearly it was an artist impression of what IFA Hotels and Resorts has come up with as a concept. And there's more to it than that. There's another huge piece of land on the landward side of the N2 adjacent to Zimbali Lakes, which is the planned gentleman's estate kind of deal. And generally speaking, I think everyone got the wrong end of the stick. They thought this was definitely a go, G for go, and that there'd been no opportunity to consult, etc., etc. I just want to put your minds at rest. It's a concept, folks. It's an idea. There are lots of ideas that float. We know that before anything of that nature could be attempted, there's got to be a huge amount of work to be done. In terms of predominantly the concerns have been around the environment. Well, obviously in the 21st century in which we're living and in the country in which we are, these things are burning issues, and I can absolutely assure you that nothing would be done without massive consultation and without the best intentions all round. But I'm speaking out of turn because I don't have an interest in the game, because it'll all be happening well after I have gone across the dark mountains, and so this is for the next exciting chapter. But Dave, you and Neil, you are intimately involved in matters IFA. So what is your take?
I think I'll jump in, Dave, quickly. So it is a vision. It's an idea. We don't know how much of it will be achievable. We don't know how much of it won't be achievable. So we've put it out into the market. We've had our first meeting with everybody who is anybody who would be involved in this sort of thing. So we are, we had a meeting on site a couple of weeks ago where we invited Quatacusa Municipality. You've got to remember that river is right on the boundary of Quatacusa and Etaquini. So we had Etaquini Municipality with us as well. So the environmental departments from both municipalities. We had the DTEA, the from government side of things, to put in there, to listen to them. We had NSRI in the room. So we had everybody who has any sort of interest in that sort of like stretch of land and what we can do.
And the environmental interest is huge.
The environmentalist is huge. And we had, four different departments from environmental. We had ANCHOR, who they're the leaders in ocean and estuary sort of management. And a lot of this has stemmed from the fact that estuary is in a terrible state of disrepair, basically. I mean, it has been abused for years and years and years. It affects what we're already building at Zimbali Lakes, and how do we clean it up? To clean it up, we've got to be able to generate some income from that area as well. So there's a long road to walk still. Just let the people in the Belito province area know that we're not just building tower blocks starting next week. There's a process, and we're at the very beginning of this process as well to get the right sort of feedback and understandings.
I think what folk are most concerned about is change. Change is, we resist like mad any change because we want to hang on to what we know.
The government have put out there that they want to enhance ocean tourism. They've chosen a few ports and harbors and estuaries along the KZN coastline. This isn't one that they chose. We're proposing to them that this could be one that they could choose, and we'll take it from there. But it is changes everybody hands go up at the thought of something different.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that change is constant. We might not like to acknowledge the fact, but change every single moment of every single day, change is taking place. Mm-hmm. I mean, just look in the mirror, and where was that youthful smile and that boyish grin? Well, yeah, there's my grandfather looking at me nowadays. Yeah. And kind of, whoa, yeah. How but interestingly, you touched on the point that the estuary needs attention and help to recover, because it has been many years huge pollution and massive damage. And I think any attempt at the moment to address these issues is something that should be looked at and embraced. And I know that you guys are doing that. So part of your Zimbali Lakes vision, of course, is to develop a pristine lifestyle on pristine water. Yeah. So presumably you are looking very seriously already at measures to mitigate what comes from upstream, although that's not easy, but I know that you're doing that, which is great. So let's get now back onto the subject of the day, which is Zimbali Lakes and why everyone is talking about Zimbali, apart from the weekend's news. But there is massive, massive interest in the high demand. I mean, the coastal properties, the demand is now literally off the charts. And we see this festive season, although mostly coming to Cape Town, there's expected to be 1 million plus additional visitors to South Africa from overseas coming to enjoy what the real currency can buy in South African rand terms. It's an absolute gift. The weather, the opportunity to live in the kind of sumptuous elegance and luxury, if that's your thing, or if you want to go and experience a bit of wild life and see animals in their natural habitat, if that's your thing, or you want to go out into the big blue and enjoy what the ocean has, climb mountains, and it's KZN North Coast offers you all of that plus. And so I think a large number of those international visitors will be looking here and heading here ultimately. We know that that's happening. But that doesn't mean that it's only for, because a lot of folk in Cape Town say, well, we don't want that because it means we can't get involved. Here in South Africa, you've got a fantastic, because price points on the North Coast are still realistic in comparison.
So I think the big thing is that we're talking about semigration here. And let's be honest, the North Coast is putting it out there. Cape Town has become a little bit surreal, a bit plastic in my mind. Yeah, you can smell the mountains. You can go to the Big Five, and I call KZN the world in one province, because everything is here. It's all within driving distance, and I think what happens is people come down here. You come stressed from whatever province you're working in. You come on holiday. The kids love it. There's lots of activity. There's lots of things for them to do. You can play an Ernie L signature course in KZN. You've got the lifestyle. You can just soak it all up, and because you're in that frame of mind, you actually think, well, why can't I do this 24/7, 365 a year? Why do I need to go back and be in Gauteng or wherever you come from? So I think that's the big attraction. Zimbali Lakes ticks that lifestyle, and when people come and they soak it up, they see what's happening. They know that they're in a secure environment, easy access to anywhere in the world, with the airport 15 minutes away, blue flag beaches up here in Ballito, a community that really embraces, as we've seen. And I think it really appeals to South Africans. And the price point is still right. It hasn't been inflated.
And Dave, only 161 remaining land opportunities.
It's a closing window. It's a closing window. I mean, we've crossed the halfway mark. Phase 1 and 2, 95% sold out already, and those are transferable. People are building. It's like a little, it's almost like those pop-up books we had as kids where you open and everything pops up, the trees and the animals, and that's what's happening at Zimbali Lakes at the moment. You can see homes being built everywhere. Phase 3, the services are just about in. Tatali Views is coming. So there's a huge amount of infrastructure going in around the shopping center, Avanti and the others as well. And I think, if you're going to make that decision, now's the time, because it is a closing window. It's not going to be there forever.
And the price points, is this, I've got a figure of 2.25 million. Is that the land only?
That's the land only, yeah. So you buy a piece of land, but with that piece of land comes incredible views. either of the lake, of the sea, over the golf course. So there's always some, there's something for everybody.
Okay.
So that price point is for the land, and then you come and put your dream home up. I mean, we all know that our Minister of Home Affairs, our wives like to have the right kitchen and the right layouts, and then you come and actually achieve that, and it makes for a good marriage, trust me.
And the interesting thing is, and I think it is an interesting thing to observe, although we say that it's available for all, I mean, let's be honest, it's not a cheap proposition. But with that then comes a level of exclusivity that if you happen to be fortunate enough to have worked yourself into a position or have acquired the kind of asset base that gives you almost the right to now celebrate that fact, or that you happen to simply be in the kind of community of interest that we're talking about, this is where you get the opportunity to increase not only the value of your lifestyle investment,
yeah,
but it makes also very good financial sense, yeah, as well.
I think estate living, whoever's living in estates right now, they're not losing anything. You know, it doesn't matter what size of estate it is or where it's situated. I think what we're doing at Zimbali Lakes is a little bit different to the other estates in the area. You've got everything on one doorstep. You know, we'll have, say, the shopping center with some medical offerings, with restaurants, with all the usual things you would find in a shopping center. Supercar storage facilities for smaller units. So everything within the confines of the boundary is right on your doorstep. And then the things that are coming to the estate as well. So we're different to some of the other estates in the area. We've got a golf course, and the golf course is playing unbelievably well right now. I mean, we just opened for the Monday, Tuesdays. We've opened 7 days a week now going through December and the holiday season. I think we've got about 90 players coming through today. So this is only the second Monday we've been open. And so it shows the popularity of it. So that's fantastic. Our clubhouse, which is the Big Easy Restaurant and Grill, April next year. And then more community facilities, you know, crop up as more people move into the estate as well. You can't just open the estate and have every single bit of community involvement there. So the Extreme Sports Center with the paddle courts and the driving range and the things that have come with that. So all this starts within the next 12 months. You'll see a lot of work going on, and that enhances the living in the estate. Not everybody wants to live in an estate, you know, but if you're coming into Zimbali Lakes, you're going to have something very special.
But I think what makes it even more special is that you have the entertainment area, if you like, a hotel, shopping of an extraordinary scale, but it's on the peripheral, it's on the outside, so people from the community outside 100%. Of this can enjoy the facilities, but it doesn't impact on the security or the peace or the quiet of the estate itself. That's a very, very clever, you know, you have estates where you've got facilities inside, and to keep those facilities going,
you can't get that.
You need additional feats, if you like, through the door, but then people have got to come through your estate, and hey, there's extra traffic, there's extra security, all of that.
So the shopping centre will cater for the whole of the south side of Ballito, basically, your Westbrooks, your M4 corridor. And from the south circle of Zimbali, that is the entrance into the shopping centre. And it's open to the public. It's got to be. So, yeah, anywhere where you go into residential parts of the estate will be secure, you know, biometrics to get in and out. We've got to make sure that's there for the residents living in the estate. But the public spaces are public spaces. Restaurants, everybody can go to them. Shopping, everybody can get to it.
And that waterfront shopping
promenade,
entertainment experience is quite extraordinary. Talk us through that, because I don't think many people have actually got to grips with what's coming.
Lake 2, so we're doing it back to front. So Lake 2 is already built. That runs on the side of the golf course, the second and third hole of the golf course. That's a 10-hectare lake. Now, we started the second lake round, which will be right on the edge of the M4 bridge. That's the first lake you'll see as you drive over the M4. That's another 10-hectare bridge. Now, that forms part of the whole waterways of the Tongaat River. You know, it actually sits within the confines of the original estuary, but it's all been approved that it's actually better. It's a way to clean the water before it goes into the sea, basically. So that started now. It will be about 8 months, and Lake 1 will be finished.
And will that be a bit of a waterside recreational facility as well?
Non-motorized water sports. We want
so you can sail on it.
SUPs, canoeing, got a small boat.
stand-up boards,
wow.
Windsurfing.
I mean, you know, that adds a whole new dimension to the greater Vallunta.
Remember those little pedalos we had as kids?
Yeah, pedalos.
Find some of those and cruise around the lake and the pedalos.
And I always say to people, you know, online shopping where it says add to cart. We take that to another level because you come with your golf cart, you go down to the shopping center, you go to dinner, you do whatever you like, add to cart. It's all there, even the beach club. Yeah.
So extraordinary, the opportunity of what is approved and about to be built. This is not the dream that is the vision of the IFA hotels and resorts that has been presented over the weekend, which is, you know, it's a long-term vision and dream that still has to come to fruition, and, you know, there'll be lots of steps along the way. What we're talking about at Zimbali Lakes is a go. You can see it happening before your very eyes. The construction, I mean, it's extraordinary. Every time you drive that M4 and you look, depending on which way you're going, you look at Zimbali Lakes and it's changed again. And you think, how is this possible? Terraforming where you're literally changing hillsides and making them quite extraordinary now. The platforms that you're working with. Initially, there were big holes and gaps, and it looked quite frightening. Yeah. And it's all coming together absolutely beautifully. How long will it take, do you think, before that lake that we were talking about earlier is visible and filling?
I say by 8 months to complete the hard edge wall.
8 months
so,
from now.
So, yeah, we're talking probably, you know, July, August. It's been started a month ago now. So July, August next year, it should be finished and starting to fill. And it will fill naturally as the waters come, basically. So we're not...
You're not opening a tap and letting the
seas of water's on our doorstep, but we're not taking the water. But it's a natural flow from the Tongaat River. And for those
are concerned about what's coming down the Tongaat River, are you taking steps to mitigate?
We're already involved with a great group called Litterboom, the Litterboom Project. So we sponsored these guys for the last 18 months now. We've just committed again going forward with a little bit more funding, where they put a boom across the river just on the north side of the N2, below the township. Now, last year, I got a report in the first 10 months of last year, they took out of the river. Now, this is just floating litter. This is not, you know, they can only get what they can see. Over 10 tons of plastic were removed in the first 10 months of the year.
Wow.
So we've committed, that's a starting point. We've committed to these guys that we're on board for the long haul of this. You know, I don't know if it benefits two booms in or three booms or whatever, but there's people employed. I know Zimbali Coastal Estate have also committed to, with these same guys, to help clean up the sand side, the stuff that does get through the river, and they're picking up off the beaches, also contributing. So there's a few corporations out there, non-profit organizations, that do need the assistance of the big boys like ourselves to help them, and we're fully on board with them. And we'd listen to these guys, what other things can we do to help to clean up even more so? And same with our environmentalists.
Because there's a bit of heavy metal pollution that needs to be stopped and secured, which you're onto.
There's a lot of pollution upriver.
Yeah.
You know, we know. You can fly up in a helicopter and see exactly where and who's putting into the river. It's not an easy project. You know, we have to create some filtration dams coming from the Fraser side of the township, which is coming through the estate or down the side of the N2. So there's projects on both sides of the waterways coming into the Zimbali Lakes where we need to work to clean up the water.
And that's ultimately extremely good news for the North Coast, because water is cleaned up, so the estuary lives again. So you can obviously, it's a selling point. People want to see pristine waterways, and that's 100%. Great news. But of course, for the breeding ground of the pelagic fish that use the estuary, just wonderful public-private partnerships like this that work for the betterment of the environment, which is fabulous. But of course, it adds value to the Zimbali Lakes offer enormously. At the moment, the value is there, but when these projects are finalized, it's going to be so much more exciting and ultimately so much more, I think, expensive as well. So if you get in now, this is the time to capitalize. So 161 remaining opportunities. For those that want to explore what opportunities await, how does one get involved?
We've got a very active website, zimbalilakes.co.za, and interactive maps, views from the sites, all that sort of thing. So it really is user-friendly. It's the place to go if you want to do a little bit of homework, otherwise pop in. We open 7 days a week at our sales office. I have a very enthusiastic sales team that will take you around, actually show you the Zimbardi Lakes in all its glory.
Maybe the first step is, if you're a golfer, try and get yourself a game on the course. I think that'll convince you. This conversation has maybe whet your appetite. Go and play.
Today's going to be a cracker out there as well. There's no wind today, and it's 32 to 35 degrees, so pack your sunscreen as well.
And that clubhouse is coming along swimmingly, but at the moment you've got the
mobile cart, and we've just created a temporary halfway stop as well, where you can stop, and it actually looks over the 18th and over the N4 and over the Tongati River mouth, where we've created a temporary facility where you can get a nice cold beer, mobile cart with a keg on the back, and sit before you try and hit that 18th hole, you know?
I think before the end of this year, we should do a broadcast from...
We can do that. We should. Outside broadcast from the Verdi and Brew. Let's do that.
There'd be nothing better than that.
It's a pop-up for you to go and recharge your soul.
There we go. Absolutely wonderful news. Zimbardi Lakes is one of those jewels in the crown that continues to expand and to shine. And clearly the opportunity exists right now. But it's not going to be there forever. Just literally 161 land opportunities, and then that window is closed. So if you're thinking about it, don't think for too long. Take action now, and you too could live the life. My very special guests, Neil Carker, Dave McGregor, thank you so much for joining me again on the morning show. But I think the next one should be on the course.
Let's do that.
Yeah,
let's do that.
So.
We'll send the invite.
Okay, let's go. The morning show continues, folks.